Miwan Zhong's large-scale writing pointedly recalls the tradition of inscribing immense characters on the sides of mountains and cliffs. This monumental power and determination adds special weight to the writing and to the message conveyed by the couplet. At this scale, it's easy to visually reenact the movements of the writer's brush, to follow each stroke as it was drawn onto the paper. The couplet vividly communicates the physical act of writing. In fact, this principle of vicarious reenactment is an integral part of appreciating all calligraphy. Miwan Zhong lived close to the end of the Ming Dynasty. At that time, the Wanli Emperor sequestered himself and refused to hold court audiences for more than 25 years. Corruption in the court increased dramatically, and a eunuch named Wei Zhongxian became extremely powerful. Miwan Zhong snubbed the eunuch by refusing to write calligraphy for him, and so the artist was forced into retirement. He withdrew from the capital to his magnificent garden on the outskirts of Beijing. There, he was able to convey his sense of frustration and independence from the political turmoil through the expressive art of calligraphy. Here, the bold spirit of Mi's writing style complements the sentiment of his poem. It reads, "I sit beside the window with my robe thrown open, and with a wave of my hand, I brush away the clouds and mist." Mi's rather disrespectful state of undress reflects his estimation of the situation at court, and his dismissive gesture suggests that a wave of his hand, or a wave of his brush, can sweep away the enshrouding influence of corrupt courtiers, even as it would clear the clouds and mist away from his eyes.